CD 5.
Ankh-Morpork was full of men living in lodgings. Anyone with a spare room rented it out. And, in addition to the darning and stitching that was turning Miss Batty into one of the highest-earning seamstresses in the city, they needed something else that women were best able to supply. They needed feeding. There were plenty of hot-chair eating places like the one Vimes headed for now. It sold plain food for plain men. There wasn't a menu. You ate what was put in front of you. You ate it quick, and you were glad to get it. If you didn't like it, there were plenty who did. The dishes had names like Slum Gullet, Boiled Eels, Lobscouse, Wet Nellies, Slumpy and Treacle Billy. Good, solid stuff that stuck to the ribs and made it hard to get up out of the seat. They generally had a lot of turnip in, even if they weren't supposed to. Vimes elbowed his way to the counter, dragging Nobby behind him. A chalked sign said, "All you can eat in 10 minutes for 10p." Beneath it, a large woman was standing bare-armed by a cauldron in which uncertain things bubbled in grey scum. She gave him an appraising look and then glanced at his sleeve.
"What can I do for you, Sergeant?" she said. "What happened to Sergeant Nook?"
"Comes in here a lot, does he?" said Vimes.
"Dinner and supper?"
Her look said it all. Second helpings, too, and never pays. Vimes held up Nobby. "See this?"
"Is it a monkey?"
said the woman.
"Ha, ha, very funny,"
moaned Nobby as Vimes lowered him again. "He's going to come in here for one square meal every day," said Vimes. "All he can eat for 10p.
"Yes? And who's paying, may I ask?"
"Me." Vimes plonked a half dollar on the table. "That's 5 days in advance."